Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. They say, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Well, this week I'm looking at two documentaries and a drama that retell history. There's a doc about changing minds in Egypt, another one about rewriting history in Bosnia, and a drama that rewrites the history of Hollywood. The Stone Speakers, directed by Igor Derljacha. It's present-day Bosnia-Herzegovina. Since the end of the Bosnian War, the formerly multicultural country has been divided along ethnic and religious lines with Serbs, Croats, and Bosniaks. As the factories close down and young people move away, cities have turned to tourism for income with some unusual ways and filling with history on the way. This film looks at four Bosnian cities in Medjugorje, millions of pilgrims visit a site where six children are said to have seen the Virgin Mary. In Tuzla, once known for its ancient salt mines, they've opened man-made salt springs where the city had been gradually sinking. Visoko is dominated by a strange hill, once an Ottoman fortress built over an ancient, unknown pyramid. The tourists cluster in its tunnels to absorb the energy, even as Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim leaders all condemn it as heretical. And in Visegrad, a city once known for its Ottoman stone bridge, is now the site of a cultural center built by Bosnian Serb director Emir Kusturica in honor of Nobel laureate Ivo Andrić, who wrote a book about the bridge. Now it's a site of a movie about a book about a bridge. So the movie presents these oddball Bosnian towns at face value in a series of carefully composed shots, both portraits and landscapes, that are shown as panoramic long takes, almost like still photography, but still photography that moves. And voiceovers by the discontented residents of these cities provides an arm's length analysis uncovering the absurdity and revisionist history of the cities and the paths they've taken. Stone Speakers is a humorous and hauntingly beautiful look at what has become of the Toronto director's homeland. Much, much simpler is Free Trip to Egypt, directed by Ingrid Serban. Tarek is a Halifax-born Canadian of Egyptian ancestry who looks a bit like Jon Stewart. As a university student, he was an activist, but he's mellowed in his middle age. But he's dismayed at the explosion of anti-Muslim and anti-Arab sentiment in the U.S. today, especially since Trump's election. So he sets out to remedy this by offering strangers an unusual proposition, a free trip to Egypt, like the title says. He recruits these adventurers in unusual places, both online and at Donald Trump's MAGA rallies. So there's a policeman, two young evangelicals, a single woman, a war vet, and an older couple, each with their own prejudices and expectations. In Egypt, they're paired with local singles and families to showcase Egyptians' lives, their real lives, along with religion, food, music, culture, and the more usual tourist sites like the Pyramids of Gaza. Can Americans with dead set ideas change their views of Arabs and Muslims? A free trip to Egypt is exactly what the title promises. Nothing surprising or unexpected here. It's actually closer to reality TV than a documentary, but its heart is in a good place. And finally, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, written directed by Quentin Tarantino. It's the late 1960s in LA. Rick Dalton and Cliff Booth are good friends, both on and off the screen, but they are not equals. Rick, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a movie star best known for his TV series Bounty Law, a Western series. He lives in a beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills next door to Sharon Tate, played by Margot Robbie, and Roman Polanski. Cliff, played by Brad Pitt, is a stuntman and Rick's double. He lives in the valley with his dog in a rundown trailer behind a drive-in movie park in Van Nuys. They're both pushing 40 and things aren't looking good. Rick has shifted from white hat to black hat roles, playing the heavy on TV cop shows. But then a mover and shaker played by Al Pacino comes along to restart his career, but Rick isn't sure he can shift from star to real actor. Cliff, meanwhile, is still limber and seemingly indestructible, but he hasn't worked as a stuntman in years since he accidentally killed his wife. He has a bad rep, picking fights on set with a young Bruce Lee. Now he's mainly just Rick's driver and personal assistant, with way too much free time on his hands. So Rick is struggling through his latest role as the villain in a True Grit-type Western, and wondering if he's lost his mojo, while Cliff is cruising around L.A. in this sports car flirting with a nubile hippie hitchhiker named Pussycat, played by Margaret Qualley. What he doesn't realize is Pussycat and her sketchy friends Squeaky and Tex, played by Austin Butler, are members of the not-yet-notorious Charles Manson's family, and that they're living on the Spawn Ranch, a movie location where Rick and Cliff's TV show was shot just 6 years or a few years earlier. Meanwhile, with Polanski out of town, Sharon Tate is enjoying her newfound stardom in L.A. But what will happen when all the players meet? Okay, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is Tarantino's latest movie and one of his tamest. It's an affectionate tribute to the movies of the 60s. Its look, its stars, its pop music, everything. From car models to movie trailers to neon lights to billboards. Everything is painstakingly and beautifully recreated to give you the feel of the era. There are dozens of cameos by long-forgotten Hollywood favorites, former child stars, people like that. Story itself takes 2 hours and 40 minutes long to tell. It seems less important than the mood of the movie. Tarantino is known for endless scenes that don't seem to quit when they're supposed to. In the past, it was extended torture and endless violence. In this movie, it's more likely to be a behind-the-scenes reenactment of shooting a movie, the process of shooting a movie. He's one of the few directors I can say I've seen every single one of his movies in theaters on the big screen when they first came out. So I can say that this one, while it's shallow, was very enjoyable. Constant eye candy, terrific soundtrack, and Pitt and DiCaprio, a lot of fun as buddies. And despite this Manson subplot, this isn't a spoiler, but can I just say there's much less gratuitous violence in this one than in most of his movies. If you like movies about movies, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a rewritten version of the 60s, no spoiler, I think this is one you should check out. The Stone Speakers opens today at the Tiff Bell Lightbox. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood starts across North America today, and a free trip to Egypt starts next Friday in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.